AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Democrats who want their party's presidential nomination have been campaigning this weekend. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent in Congress, spoke to CBS's Face the Nation from Iowa. He says he would like to see Hillary Rodham Clinton come out against the trade bill when it's introduced in the House this week.
I would hope very much that Secretary Clinton will side with every union in this country, virtually every environmental group, many religious groups, and say that this TPP policy is a disaster, that it must be defeated.
Clinton was also in Iowa at a rally. She said President Obama should work with his Democratic allies in Congress to address their concerns about a free trade deal his administration is negotiating with Pacific Rim countries.
To make sure we get the best, strongest deal possible, and if we don't get it, there should be no deal.
Republican presidential hopeful South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says if Hillary Clinton were elected president, she would represent the third term of a failed presidential policy.
When Secretary Clinton said that this country was well positioned to deal with the threats from ISIL, Iran, Russia, and China, she is absolutely delusional. We're in a bad position against all the threats we face.
He was also on CBS's Face the Nation. Tropical storm Carlos is turning up strong winds and waves as it trudges up Mexico's Pacific coast. Hotel and cafe workers have cleared hammocks and lounge chairs from beachside areas. Forecasters say the former Category 1 hurricane could likely become a hurricane again during the night. They say it still could bring heavy rain and cause flash flooding and mudslides. The storm has been moving northwest at about 3 miles an hour. This is AP Radio News. The Cavaliers and Warriors are resuming the NBA Finals tonight with Game 5. Ryan Leong has more.
The NBA Finals is tied at 2 games apiece with the Warriors hosting the Cavaliers in Game 5 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Golden State had lost 2 straight before rebounding in Game 4 thanks to a smaller lineup as Coach Steve Kerr started Andre Iguodala for the first time this season and benched center Andrew Bogut. Iguodala scored 22 points. Stephen Curry made 4 3-pointers and also had 22 points. For the Cavaliers, LeBron James scored only 20 points on 7 of 22 shooting in Game 4 after averaging 41 through the first 3 games. Ryan Leong, Oakland.
The country of Moldova has held local elections. The voting is seen as a test of whether the former Soviet Republic is committed to European integration, or the question is, will it move closer to Russia's orbit? I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.